弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, sister and brother.
我们这几周都有很多的雨水哈。
And last couple of weeks we have a lot of rain.
我们感谢神，经过长期的干旱，我们终于迎来了这个雨水充沛的季节哈。
And so we finally have some rains after so many years of drought.
不过也求主保守啊，这个洪水、洪涝之灾不要影响到啊我们每个人的生活。
So hopefully the flood is not going to affect our lives.
好，让我们一起祷告，我们来预备我们今天的信息。
And let's prepare our message.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美主。
And dear Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you.
谢谢你保守我们平安地度过过去的一个星期。
And help our safely the 1 week last week.
当我们今天再一次回到主的殿中来敬拜神的时候。
When we come back to worship you.
我们求主你保守我们的心
and continue guard our hearts,
让我们预备来领受主的话语
so we can prepare to receive your words,
让我们晓得你的真理
and know your truth,
让我们行在光明之中
so can walk in the light,
让我们的生命都是一个讨神喜悦的生命
all our lives that will be pleasing to you,
过得充充实实丰丰富富
is an abundant and fulfilling life,
不论我们在人生的哪一个季节
It doesn't matter what season we are in.
我们都知道主，你看顾我们的脚步。
And you will watch our steps.
你保守我们的心。
And you will guard our hearts.
我们恭敬将今天我们所分享的，我们都交托在主的手中。
Whatever we share, that we put into God's hands.
愿主你祝福你的话语。
And wish you will bless your words.
正像诗歌所唱，你的话语能够成为我们。脚前的灯，路上的光。
So thy words is our path, and will guide our path, and will light our path.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那有一些年轻人，他们预备去准备去野外露营哈。
And some young people plan to go to camping.
那么他们本来已经找好了一个露营的地方哈。
And they already found the campsite.
不过他们进到这个山里面去呢，很快就迷路了。
And quickly they found them, so they got lost.
那他们转来转去啊，天已经黑了。
And they would be wandering around and become really dark.
他们找不到原先所要露营的地方。
They cannot find their campsite.
而且那一天呢，也是非常没有月亮，而且也看不到星星哈。
And there's no moon nor star.
所以他们就决定说，尽快找一个地方呢。暂时先安顿下来
And so they need to find a place to settle down.
所以他们就找了一块比较平坦的地方，于是就在那里支搭帐篷，就过了一夜。
And they found a flattened place that they can set up their tents.
第二天早上他们就醒了。
And next morning they woke up.
醒过来一看，他们吓了一跳。
And when they woke up, they were surprised.
原来他们露营的地方就在那个。山崖的那个边上哈
，And so where they set up the campsite is very close to the cliff.
其实这样离那个悬崖那个就是只有几百尺的这个距离
，And there's a few hundred feet away from the cliff.
但是因为天黑啊，他们根本就看不到前面到底是什么样的情况。
Because it was so dark, they could not see it.
所以说啊，没有人喜欢啊在黑夜里面行路的。
So therefore, nobody likes to walk in the dark.
那实在是太危险的事情。
It's too dangerous.
我们现在很多人都开车。有的时候我们要夜里开车。
And sometimes we like to drive in the during the at night.
你可以想象，如果没有灯光的话，谁敢夜里开车
？Can you imagine without light, how do you dare to drive in at night?
如果没有车灯，也没有路灯的话，那实在是太危险的事情。
There's no lamppost nor the light of the car is too dangerous.
所以人类就发明了各种各样的光源哈。
And so the people, human being, created a lot of sort.Source of the light.
这就是为了我们生活来提供方便。
It's to provide the convenience to our lives.
是人行路若有光明来照耀的话，我们才不至于失足。
And so if we have a light to guard our path, we will not stumble.
所以同样的道理哈，如果人在世界上生活的话，有真理的指引。
And similarly, with the road of life is guided by the light.
所以我们才不至于误入歧途。
So we will not go astray.
那么圣经中呢，就经常的把光明跟黑暗来作为一个比喻。
In the Bible, they like Bible like to use the light and the darkness to compare.
因为这两个好像是 一个明显的对比哈。
And it's a huge contrast.
就像是公义跟邪恶这样一个鲜明的对照。
And just righteousness and evil are two opposites.
今天我们继续来看约翰一书。
And today we'll continue to study first John.
那么使徒约翰就延续了前面那段经文讲到信徒彼此相交的这个主题。
And so the Apostle John continued to emphasize the theme of fellowship with Christians.
而且他以光作为比喻。
And using light as a metaphor.
阐述了有关与神相交的一些深刻的哲理。
To expound a profound wisdom about fellowship with God.
那么我们怎么样才能够与神相交呢？
How can we fellowship with God?
又怎么样能够达到那种天人合一的那种境界？
How can we achieve this state of unity between man and God?
那么这种相交的保证又在哪里？
And where's the guarantee of this fellowship?
那我们希望今天的经文能够给我们提供一些这样的答案。
So hope the passage of the Bible that will provide the answers.
好，如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经约翰一书。
And if you have a Bible, please turn First John.
约翰一书，我们来今天来看约翰一书的第一章第五节到第二章的第二节。
We'll start the First John chapter 1 verse 5 to second chapter verse 2.
约翰一书第一章第五节。
And the verse 5.
我来读中文，彼岸卡来读英文。
Mr. Chen, we read Chinese, I will read English.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见。又报给你们的信息。
This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there's no darkness at all.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth.
我们若在光明中行，就如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净了。我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purify us from all sin.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just.And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们的心里了。
If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
我小子们呐，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
He is atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
所以这段经文可以分成三部分。
So this passage can divide to three parts.
那么第一部分是第五节到第七节。
And the first part is verse 5 to 7.
是在对比行在光明之中和在黑暗之中。
It's a compare walking the light and the darkness.
那么第八节到第九节是第二部分。
And the verse 8 to 9 is the second part.
是说明认罪悔改的果效。
And talk about effect of confession.
那么第十节到最后第二章的第二节这是确认了基督可以赦罪的保证。
And chapter 2, verse 2 talk about firm Christ's assurance of forgiveness.
这段经文啊非常有意思，它这个三段呢是对应了三个平行的结构。
And it's very interesting, this passage talk about is a divide three part corresponding three parallel structures.
你会发现有三次这个作者说过我们若说怎么怎么样。
And there are three times that if we say,
这是一种假设的情况。
It's a hypothetical.
但是确实也是可能会发生的事情。
But maybe it will happen.
然后约翰来驳斥这种错误的观点。
However, the Apostle John actually stated it is wrong.
然后接下来他又说了一个正面的事，我们若怎么样去行。
But if we do this way,
所以连续出现了三次。
And it appears three times.
那么我们 接下来是慢慢的一个一个来看这三个结构。
Those three structures.
那么这个核心的经文就在第九节。
And the verse 9 is the emphasized.
这第九节是我们门徒训练要背的经文呢。
And it's the verse that the disciple training need to memorize.
是我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just, will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以在我们来看三个平行结构之前，我们先来看第五节。
And before we look the three structure, let's look at verse five.
第五节是一个宣告。
And here is a declaration.
是一种概括性的总结。
It's a general conclusion.
这是我们认识神所得到的一个非常重要的启示。
It is a very important revelation for us to know God.
所以第五节说神就是光。
And you talk about God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
And in him is no darkness.
所以神是光，这是一个比喻。
And the God is light is a metaphor.
但是同时也是一个真实的描述。
But it's also a true description.
所以有人呢常常会讲到说，我看不见上帝，你让我相信上帝的话，你就把上帝显现给我看。
Well, I don't see God. If you want me to know God, let him appear to me.
但是实际上，很多的时候我们不知道，我们人是不能见神的。
But we actually don't know. We cannot see God.
我们不可能见神的面。
We cannot see the face of God.
我们见神的面的是，我们必定会死。
The moment we see God, we will die.
为什么？
Why?
神是光
，because he is light，
在他毫无黑暗
，in him there's no darkness。
我们达不到那个境界
，we cannot achieve to that stage。
所以没有办法见神的面
，we cannot see his face。
所以很多的时候，人说让神显现给我看，他实在是不了解上帝是怎么样的一个上帝。
And so people don't understand what they're saying when they say they want to see God's face。
所以我们看不见神，有人说，那我怎么可以知道啊？神怎么样？
If I don't see God, how do I know what kind of God He is?
这就是约翰所要告诉我们。
This is what John wants to tell us.
我们不可以见神的面，但是怎么样？借着耶稣基督。
Even though we cannot see God's face, but through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就把神的荣耀跟神的真理怎么样启示给我们。
So He revealed through Jesus Christ and His glory and His light.
我还记得前几年有一次啊。有这个日全食在我们这个地方、啊、
And so not too long ago there was the solar eclipse.
所以我带着女儿，我们一起登到山上比较高的地方去看那个日全食哈、啊。
And so I took my daughter to see eclipse.
所以我们要准备了好多的这种各种各样的仪器，你才可以看这个
太阳。We have to bring the special equipment to see the sun.
太阳日全食，当那个已经。被遮上的时候，日光被遮，是日光已经比平常要微弱了很多很多倍了。
So the sunlight actually covered part of it, and at that time the sunlight is already weaker than before.
但是怎么样，你不可能拿这个裸露的这个右眼去看那个日头
you cannot,
你的眼睛会受到伤害。
You cannot use your human eye to see it because it would damage your eyes.
所以你要用各种各样的光学的仪器哈。这种都是比较暗的，像墨镜啊，这个我们平常戴的墨镜都不够。你这是要平常的墨镜去看太阳，不行的，受不了的。
You need to use a special dark lenses to see it.
所以，上帝是光哈。
And God is light.
它是一种，上帝是一个灵，它是完全的圣洁，是绝顶的超越、啊。
And He is holy, and He is light, and He is pure.
所以我们看神的时候，就是神在你面前。我们什么都看不到，就是看到了光而已。
And even he appeared to us, we can only see the light.
所以这就告诉我们一个真理。
And what does that tell us? The truth.
上帝是何等圣洁的一位神。
And he is such a perfectly holy and supremely transcendent.
所以第一个平行结构在第六节就讲到，我们若说是与神相交的。
And so the first parallel period, verse 6,If we walk, we have fellowship with God.
但是我们却仍在黑暗里行。
But if we still walk in the darkness,
约翰说这是说谎话，不行真理了。
And we are a liar. We're not walking truth.
所以简单的说， 约翰讲这是不可能的事情。
And for according to Apostle John, that is impossible.
那么第七节他又反过来从正面的角度来讲。
And verse 6 actually reversed what he was saying to the more positive point of view.
就我们若在光明中行
You will walk in the light.
就同神在光明中就彼此相交。
And so we will have fellowship with God.
所以我们要想与神相交的话你必须要在光明中行。
In order to have fellowship with God, you have to walk in the light.
然后你说我在黑暗中行，你我又要与神相交，那是不可能的事情。
And you say, well, I want to have a fellowship with God in the dark. That is impossible.
所以什么是在光明中行呢
？So what is walking the light?
光明中行就是按照真理而行。
And is follow the truth.
按照公义而行。
And follow the righteousness.
按照上帝的诫命而行。
And follow His commandments.
所以人呢？我们来到神面前首先要处理的问题就是我们得罪神的地方。
And the first thing when we have, want to have a fellowship with God is where we offend God.
我还记得我们刚信主的时候那个时候啊接受了福音但是真的没有对罪有很多的概念跟深刻的理解、啊。
So when I just became a Christian that I did not have a really true understanding about sin.
我觉得我的属灵的生命有一个转折就是有一个时候我开始思想到哇我生命中有很多神不喜悦的地方。
And my turning point is where I start thinking about there's a lot of things in my life that is not pleasing to God.
这是一个认知的问题哈。
And it's a self recognition.
我想这是一个生命的转折点的问题。
And that is a turning point.
哎呀，我就开始真的在神面前好好去认罪祷告。
And I start to really, truly confess to God.
哎呀，一想自己，哎呀，以前做过很多不好的事情。
And then I thought about that I did a lot of really not very good things in the past.
哎，以前的话都是小孩子嘛，几个人男孩子凑在一起哈，到外面去，人家说要捡废铁，那个时候要交废铁，往哪去捡废铁？就到工厂里去偷点废铁就好了。
So when I was younger, then group of young people, then they want to pick up some of the metals, probably to get some money. But where do you go? They go to factory to steal.
那个时候呢是没有做小买卖做生意的哈。
And there's no small business at that time.
那个文革期间嘛，都很控制得很严格。
And so it was severely restricted at that time.
有些农民呢。偷偷的弄了点瓜子儿，就是卖瓜子儿了哈，能够零零星星的偷偷摸摸的跑到胡同去卖。那个时候我们就欺负人家，你多给我一点，你不给我一点，我给你报告去。
And so some of the farmers try to secretly sell the melon seeds and to get some money. And then we, as a group, that we said, you give me more, and otherwise I'm going to report you.
所以这都是什么呀？都突然间都想起来了，本来很久的事情。发现这些事情啊，都做过的，然后都不觉，当时不觉得是什么事情。
I have done those things, but I didn't think that was anything wrong at that time.
每个人都做啊，好多人都做啊。
So many people did it.
但是，这是得罪神的事情，其实我们要跟神去处理这些问题。
If there's something we already offended God, we have to deal with God.
这里，我想约翰。非常清楚地告诉我们了，说这些罪是神可以赦免我们的。
And John clearly telling us that God will forgive those sins.
但是总会有些人认为，既然神可以赦免我的罪，那我就可以没所谓了，反正他赦免我就随便做嘛。
And some people think since God can forgive our sin, I can do whatever I want.
这里约翰提出了警告说，这样的人是无法与神相交的。
And so John actually gives this erroneous view, such a person cannot have a fellowship with God.
我想这个警告、啊、对现代人呢也是非常适用。
And this warning actually is practical to nowadays.
因为现代人对罪也是比较麻木的。
Because a lot of people are very numb to sin.
可以说到了一种麻木不仁的程度。
And to the point is kind of to the corruption.
所以人们都抱着一种侥幸的心理。
And people are taking the luck mentality.
既然我也做，你也做，大家都做的话。那么对待堕落的行为我们也就视而不见了。
And so if you do it, I do it, we just don't see it.
所以有一次那个吴勇长老他外出讲道哈。
And this is Elder Wu Yong and went to preach.
他住在这个教会的一个领袖的家里面。
He was living a church leader's home.
那么住在他家里面呢，哎，是这住了几天之后就发现问题了。
And he was living in that home for a few days, and he found out there was a problem.
这家里的主妇就告诉吴永昭了，她的丈夫有外遇。
And so the wife told Elder Wu Yong that her husband is cheating on her.
常常是夜不归家的哈。
And very often do not come home at night.
所以吴永昭老说，既然知道了，我不能不说啊。
And so once he found out, he said, "Since I know, I need to confront him."
你是传道人嘛？你不可以看到这个事不讲的了。
If you are a preacher, that I have to tell him.
所以那天晚上他坐在家里等他回来。
And so that night he was waiting for the husband to come home.
果然很晚他才回来。
So very late the husband came.
所以吴荣就当场的指责他说：“你做这种事情是什么？”将来要受审判。
And so, Elder Wu Yong rebuked him, say, "If you do those kind of things, you are facing the punishment."
领袖不把这个当回事儿了。
And so, this is the leader did not take that seriously.
他还跟吴荣长老来诡辩呢。
And he was still argue with him.
他说：“你看圣经里面亚伯拉罕不有两个老婆吗
？”And so Abraham had two wives.
那我有两个老婆有什么了不起的
？If I have two, what's wrong with it?
哎，这就是这个时代人们的一个光景哈。
And this is the issue with this generation.
明明做错了还不当错是一回事情。
And even though you do wrong, you don't think that it's wrong.
认为这是一种时髦，是一种时尚。
And this is a trend.
所以世人呢是以利益作为标准。
Very often people use what's good for me as a standard.
如果能够得利而不受到惩罚的话，你会发现很多人会去做的。
And if you don't get penalized and a lot of people will do it.
如果说某一个地方突然间停电的话
，and all of a sudden there's a electricity outage.
The power
outage.
你说这个是这个最危险的问题是什么？那个商店会被洗劫的啊。
And so the biggest problem is those store will be robbed.
首先会有第一个人拿块石头把那玻璃一砸。
And they will take the first person use a rock to break the window.
你要是平常的话，那玻璃一碎，这个怎么警报就响了，警察马上就来了，对不对
？Usually, once the glasses breaks, that the police come right away because there's an alarm.
没有电的话，你发现怎么样？没事，没有任何事情发生。
And there's no electricity, there's no alarm, nothing's going to happen.
于是就有第一个人进去。
The first person goes in.
贵重的那个珠宝可以抓在手上。
And then they'll grab all those expensive jewelries.
有第一个人进去，就会有第二个人进去。
And once the first person go in, the second person will go in.
哎，就会发生这种抢劫的事情。
And then there will be a group robbery.
这个不是一个虚构的故事。
And this is not a fake story.
这些都是确确实实发生在我们生活中。
And this is happening in our lives.
所以不义的知识。可以暂时得利，又可以不受惩罚，你会发现很多人会去做的。
And the injustice can benefit temporarily, but a lot of people will do it.
但是这样的事情啊，是会使我们与神呢、啊、是渐行渐远的。
And those things will draw us further and further away from God.
而且日积月累，水滴石穿。
And over time, constant dropping wears away a stone.
那么。总会有这个崩盘的那一天哈。
Eventually will be a day of a collapse.
相反，如果是行在光明中的人哈。
And on the contrary, we walk in the light.
我们就会与神是越走越亲近。
And we will get very close to God.
那个平静与安稳，都会时刻的伴随着我。
And the peace and the security will continue to accompany us.
我们去年组织了退休会是在。马里布的这个修道院哈。
And last year we had a retreat at the Malibu Monastery.
那么大家看到那些修道士，他们的第一印象是什么？哇，这些修道士非常的平和。
When we saw those monks, the first impression they look so peaceful.
因为我们当中很多人大概是第一次看到修道士。
And maybe it's the first time we ever see monks.
他们为什么有这种平和
？Why they have this peaceful state?
他们与世无争。
Because they're not fighting with this world.
他没有任何的事情在这个世界上可以得到他的心哈。
There's nothing in this world can gain their hearts.
让他牵肠挂肚的。
And so that will distract them.
所以这种平和就是从神而来的平安。
Those peace are coming from God.
所以我们要想与神相交，就要行在光明之中。
In order to have fellowship with God, we have to walk in the light.
那么。行在光明之中意味着什么呢？ 就像我刚才讲的，我们悔罪与神和好。
And so we need to confess to God in order to walk in the light.
我在上一次讲道中啊，讲到这个约翰一书啊，它有一个特点哈。
And so last time we talked about the First John, a special character.
约翰一书是分为三个部分，对不对
？And divided three parts.
那每一个部分是按照神的属性来分的。
And every part is according to God's attributes.
那么这不同的属性呢，约翰在谈论什么？我们与神相交和彼此相交的事情。
Every attribute had to do with our fellowship with God and fellowship with sister and brothers.
那我们要知道，约翰呢，他是犹太人嘛，他的思维啊，有点比较像东方式的思维。
And so even John is a Jew, that his thinking is more like Asians or Chinese.
所以他跟这个保罗的书信呢读是不一样的哈。
And his writing is very different than Apostle Paul.
保罗受的是什么希腊文哲学的教育那些思想的哈。
And Paul was influenced by Greek.
就像我们今天美国基本上受西方的影响，所以他的思维是直线线性的哈。
And so the way was Western thinking is more linear.
所以你读保罗的书信呢，它是平铺直叙，然后一环扣一环，一步一步这样讲下去的。
And so it's a step by step, it's a more linear way.
但是你要读约翰写的东西啊，你就要注意，你要有东方的思维。
And so if you read Apostle John, that his thinking is more Eastern.
它是循环式的。
It's an ascending cycle.
所以约翰主要是来讲我们怎么样彼此相交，对不对？
How do we fellowship with each other?
但是它不是平铺直叙。
But he's not just using a linear way.
就像我讲的，分成三部分，每一部分他先讲怎么样与神相交。
And so he divided three parts. The first part is always talk about how to fellowship with God.
而第二部分讲到怎么样基督徒彼此相交。
And how to fellowship with each other.
最后讲到相关的其他一些具体的事项。
And then giving the very practical examples.
到了第二部分他又重复。
And the second part he will continue to repeat again.
继续讲到怎么样与神相交，怎么样彼此相交，怎么样就讲。
Fellowship with God and fellowship with each other.
所以我们读约翰一书的话，我们要知道它的结构啊，你一下子你就非常清楚能够抓到，因为他在循环不断的讲，不断的讲，每一次讲的就更加的深入。
And so it's like a ascending cycle every time, and it's more explicit and more in depth.
所以这个第一部分呢，主要主题呢就讲到上帝是光，对不对
？The first part talk about God is light.
那作者基于这个启示呢，阐明了人应当如何与上帝相交。
And so, according to the revelation, author clarified how people should fellowship with God.
所以人必须行在光明之中。
And we have to walk in the light.
那不但如此，我们必须要对付怎么样生命当中罪的问题。
I also have to deal with the sin in our life.
所以这个第二个平行的结构出现在第八节哈。
And so the second parallel structure appears in verse 8.
那么这一种说法说，我们若说自己无罪。
And if we claim ourselves to be without sin,
便是自欺。
And we're is a self-deception.
真理不在我们心里了。
And the truth is not in our heart.
所以这里是指有人否认说人与生俱来就是有罪性的。
And this is where the people deny we are born with sin.
那像我刚才讲的第九节就是我们圣经中的金句。
And here the verse 9 is the golden verse of the Bible.
这是上帝给我们的应许。
What is God's promise to us?
我们若认自己的罪，
If we confess our sin,
这就变成了约翰的第二个陈述，是肯定式的陈述。
And this is our second proclaiming the second structure.
这个认罪不是简单的承认而已。
It's just not only simply recognize the sin.
这里是含有一种悔改的意思。
And also, including repentance.
所以后面约翰的话只是斩钉截铁，神是信实的，是公义的。
And so the later words are more categorical. God is faithful and just.
所以接下来这是以神的名誉作为保证。
And it's using God's name as a guarantee.
我们的罪必得赦免。
Our sin will be forgiven.
与上帝相交是必然会成为可能的。
And so fellowship with God is definitely possible.
所以这节经文就为我们指明了一条路。
And so this verse gives us a way.
这是我们回归上帝之路。
Back to God.
现代人对罪啊总是轻描淡写的。
And nowadays people always brush over sin.
很多的时候我们是大事化小，小事化无。
I've tried first to make things sound less and serious than to reduce it to nothing at all.
我们不是否认说人与生俱来就是有罪的哈。
And we're not denying that we were born with sin.
三字经怎么说？人之初，性本善。
We're born that we're good.
那不是这样，我们就是对罪采取一个视而不见的态度。
Or we just kind of ignore, we just blindsided.
还记得有一次跟人分享什么是罪。当然不光是去抢劫，像我刚才讲的抢商店是罪哈。
And not only we're talking about the robberies, anything against the law.
包括很多我们的心思意念，嫉妒啊，纷争啊，等等，谎言啊，等都是罪哈。
And that's including our thoughts and then the things like a lie.
所以对方承认，对呀，没错，我承认是都有。这个谁都有，谁没有这些东西啊？大家都有啊。
And that person said they agree that yeah, we all have that problem.
那既然大家都有的话，我们就不以罪为然了哈。
And so if everybody has it, that's really not big deal.
那有的时候我们胆子就会越来越大了哈。
And so we become bold and bolder.
所以如今呢，很多不法的事情呢，已经合法了。
And so a lot of the illegal things become legal.
你看这个，不但堕胎合法化，大麻合法化。同性婚姻也合法化。
Abortion, marijuana, and homosexuality is all become legal.
那么以前不以为然的事情哈。
And the things that we did not agree in the past.
那么现在都变成堂而皇之的事情。
And now it's all openly and considered normal.
但是其实这些东西在神眼里面，罪还是罪。
And in God's eye, it's still sin.
没有办法去你不论怎么去描写，怎么去掩盖它，这些东西将来终有一天会暴露在光明之中。
And it doesn't matter how you want to cover it, one day it's going to be exposed.
那么在中国的家庭教会啊，常常有这个受到各种各样的一种侵扰啊。
And so in the local church in the China has been disturbed.
我们知道中国有这个东方闪电的这个异端嘛哈。
And so there's a cult called Eastern Lightning.
那现在好像改名字了，叫全能神哈。
And so have changed names, the Mighty God.
他们的一个办法就专门去怎么样从家庭教会去挖那些信徒过来。
And they will try to attract those leaders first.
其中一个方法，他就绑架那个家庭教会的领袖哈。
And so it's more like a psychological kidnap those leaders first.
然后绑架之后呢，就是轮番的对他们进行这种各种各样的这种洗脑啊、攻击啊，各种方法。
First of all, sometimes brainwash or sometimes attack them.
其中一个办法，他们就是用美人计去引诱他们哈。
And sometimes use a trap, use women to tempt them.
哎，一旦他们上钩之后说啊，你看你已经犯罪了。
And once they lure them and they say, yeah, you committed sin.
你没有办法回到你原先的教会去。
You cannot go back to the original church.
所以很多的时候他们是用这种方法。
Very often they use those tricks.
所以我们知道说，神给我们的应许在这段经文里多么的重要。
So we know how important the God's promise in this passage.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义。
And if we're willing to confess our sin, God is just.
所以这是我们回归上帝的唯一的道路。
And this is the only way we can return to God.
那么我们来看第三个平行结构。
And let's look at this third parallel structure.
第三个平行结构出现在第十节。
And it appears to be in verse 10.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的。
If we claim we are without sin, that we treat the God as a liar.
那这是有些人的第三种争辩。
And this is the third argument people argue.
那么约翰在这里言语沉重，他就讲到，这是以神为说谎。
And you are treating God as a liar.
但接下来的正面的说法，发现跟前两个平行结构有一点不一样。
And so the positive way is a little bit different than the previous.
因为约翰说，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
And when I say those to you, I ask you not to not have sinned.
后面若有人犯罪，在父那里有一位中保。
And but if someone have sinned, there's a advocate.
那特别是第二节就讲到说， 这个是耶稣为我们所设的挽回祭。
And this is atoning sacrifice that Jesus Christ has set for us.
而且不但是为我们的罪。
And besides for our sin.
乃是为普天下人之罪。
And for the whole world.
所以神是这里面他以神的信实作为保证哈。
And here talk about God's just.
所以告诉我们有耶稣基督的救赎作为我们的依托。
And there's the foundation is God's salvation.
所以我没有理由不相信说上帝会赦免我们。
And so there's no foundation for us not to believe that He's not going to save us.
知道耶稣基督可以赦免我们的罪。
God will forgive our sins.
借着他，我们可以跟神重新的和好。
And through Him, we will have fellowship with God.
我们可以与神相交。
And we have fellowship.
但这不是我们放纵私欲的一个借口。
But that is not an excuse that we can continue to sin.
但同时也提醒我们，如果偶尔被罪犯所胜过的时候，我们也不会灰心，也不至于丧胆。
But there were times we were overcome by sin that we will not be discouraged.
那么，因为神为我们预备的挽回祭是有效的。
Because His atoning sacrifice is effective.
所以，约翰使我们确信了。上帝赦免我们一切的罪。
John assures that God forgives all our sins.
那么有人会说，这三个平行的结构到底有什么不一样？
And some people may argue that what's the difference between those three parallels?
其实三个平行结构啊，没有什么不一样，讲的同样一件事情。
And they are very similar. They all talk about one thing.
我跟大家跟约翰讲东西，什么是循环式的，对不对？
And John is talking about the ascending cycle.
所以他每一次循环，他讲的再讲的更深入，再讲的更深入。
And each time is go deeper and deeper.
所以讲的是同样一个真理哈。
And so talk about the same truth.
那第一次他陈述的真理是什么？是在第七节哈。
And the first time the state of fact in the verse seven.
他说耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And talk about Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all sin.
第二次他加重语气哈。
And the second time the tone is more emphasized.
神必要赦免我们，而且他要重复说洗净我们怎么样一切的不义哈。
God must forgive and to repeat cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那么第三次他更是深入说耶稣的赦免不仅对所有的信徒。
And so it's not only for all the believers.
而且对全人类都是有效。
But for all the people in the world.
可能有人说我们平常都是靠自己努力吃饭嘛哈。
And sometimes we ask a question, we rely on our own hard work.
我们遵纪守法。
And we obey the law.
这不是行路光明嘛哈。
This is the walking the light.
所以到底什么是行路光明？
So what is walking the light?
其实最好解释的我就想到诗篇的第一篇。
And the best explanation is in the Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇第一节的时候，他在讲了一个正面的啊一个勉励的时候，他讲了好多负面的东西。
And even though it's emphasized on something positive, but also talk about something negative.
不从恶人的计谋。
Do not walk in the step with the wicked.
不占罪人的道路。
Or stay in the way that sinner take.
不坐亵慢人的座位。
Or to sit in the company of mockers.
讲了三个否定的，最后讲了一个肯定的。唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
And talk about three negative, but come back to the positive. Only the people who continues to yield for God's words.
所以弟兄姐妹，什么在行在光明之中呢
？What is walking the light?
就是这个诗篇第一篇所告诉我们。
So this is exactly the Psalm 1 telling us.
不从恶人的计谋。
Do not walk in the step.
不占罪人的道路。
Stay in the way that sinner take.
不做亵慢人的座位。
And sit in the company of mockers.
但是现代的时候，我们有很多的困扰啊，就在于有的时候我们大概分不清。
And the bigger issue is sometimes we cannot distinguish.
有的时候我们会为一些得到一些小利而会沾沾自喜哈。
And sometimes we probably get some good and we are happy about it.
我刚来美国的时候，我们有同学，因为大家都住在附近，学校附近的一起生活。
So when I just came to United States, a lot of a group of Chinese people live very close by.
那不过那是三十年前的事情了哈。
But that's about 30 years ago.
那个时候呢，我们来到美国都很开心的，哎呀， 可以这个很多新鲜的事情。
And when we came to this country, we were very excited. There's a lot of new things for us.
其中有一个事情啊，中国没有的哈。
There's one thing that China did not have.
买了东西可以退。
And to, you can, the return policy is different.
所以我同学有一个同学就想了一个妙招哈。
And so one of my friends, pretty clever, thought about this.
所以到了这个 winter break, 就是这个圣诞节这个假期是我们放假了，不用上课了哈。
And so during the holiday, especially Christmas time, there's a holiday. We don't have any school.
所以呢，他就去到了这个电器店，买了一台这个录像机哈。
And
VCR.
So he went to about a VCR. The
你现在都不知道 VCR 是什么东西，年轻人都没见过
了哈。VCR.
他买了 VCR， 然后呢，就去。那个 blockbuster 租那个 tape 哈，那也是用那个 video tape 的。
At that time, go to the blockbuster, is a video shop that to rent those movies.
天天在家看电影。
And was watching the movie every single day.
等这个假期完了之后呢，他就把这 VCR 退了哈。
And so after the holiday is over, he returned the VCR.
因为呢，他不想买这个 VCR， 只想用一用，利用人家这个可以随便退的这个政策。
He did not want to spend the money. He just want to abuse the return policy.
很开心，自觉自己很聪明哈，做了一个很聪明。但是我们想想哈，什么叫行在光明之中
？So let's think about what is walking in the light.
那么商店提供这种便利是为了推销，是。大家万一这个机器出了问题，你可以退换。
And the store has this kind of policy, is try to give us the convenience. If something wrong, then you can return it.
但是难免就会有人去利用这个东西。
And but then there are people who will tend to abuse it.
所以弟兄们，有些事情都是小事情。
And some of those are trivial things.
但是这些事情我们要注意的话，真的是可以让我们更加的圣洁啊，更加的。更好的与神去相交啊！
But if we pay attention to those things, we will have a better fellowship with God.
所以上帝是光。
God is light.
所以我们只有行走在光明之中，哈。
And only walking in the light.
才能与神相交。
That we can have fellowship with God.
那唯有在耶稣基督里面，哈。
And only in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们才会不会为这些。啊，这些私利去受到这些私利的引诱。
We will not be tempted by temporary self-interest.
所以这是我们与上帝相交的前提。
And this is the prerequisite for our fellowship with God.
所以我们当远离这些个不公义的事情。
And we need to shun away from those evil deeds.
那么行路光明者才能够与神亲密无间。
And only those one who is willing to walk in the light will have a good fellowship with God.
你们大家都知道我的牙医是个基督徒的哈。
And you all know my dentist is a Christian.
那么这个他开这个牙医的生意啊，都开了好久啊。
He has the dental store for many years.
那么前一阵子因为有疫情的缘故嘛。
Because during the pandemic.
然后这个政府呢就推出了很多这种因为疫情的要给这些个生意来发钱呐、啊、各种各样的这种资助。
The government will try to give money to those small business.
所以他跟他的这个伙伴呢两个人哈。
He and his partners.
那么他们就是两个人商量后决定说不要申请政府的这些个资助。
After discussion, they decided not to apply for.
虽然他们可以申请。
Even though they can.
但是他们觉得自己的生意呢，基本上没有受到什么太大的影响。
But in general, they did not feel their business was affected by pandemic.
而且他们两个人这一辈子真是挣了很多的钱，足够的钱了。
And they have made a lot of money. They have enough.
他觉得不应该去申请拿政府的钱。
And they feel that they should not do it.
所以他们就没有申请。
So they did not apply.
几乎所有的人知道说，太傻了。白给的钱你为什么不拿呢
？And the people say you're stupid because this is free money.
政府发的钱嘛，你就当然去拿了。
And government want to give you the money, you should take it.
所以每个人都这样说。
Everybody say that.
所以他也跟我讲这个事情。
So he shared that with me.
他知道我是牧师嘛
？You know I'm a pastor.
只有牧师跟他说，做得好。
And only the pastor, good job.
Yeah.这应该是这样子。
And you should do that.
如果你真的是受到疫情的影响，你真的需要，你去领。没有问题。
So if you're affected by the pandemic, that you should get the money.
你已经挣了那么多钱，根本也没有受到影响，为什么去领呢
？But if you're not affected by it, why you should apply?
这就很难做得到啊，哈。
And it's hard to do that.
因为在这种 不是说这么明显的这个黑白这么分明的这个区域的话，我们很难有的是能够忍得住啊，能够抵挡这些诱惑。
So in those gray areas, hard to tempt those temptations.
今天呢，我们来思考这段经文，就提醒我们基督徒怎么样行在光明之中。
And so this passage is remind us of how we need to walk in the light.
上帝是光。
God is a light.
所以唯有行在光明之中，我们才可以与神相交。
And only walking the light, we can have fellowship with God.
所以一个真正悔改的人是有福的。
And the one that was true repenter that is being blessed.
因为上帝必会把那又宽又广的道路指示给他们。
And God will show him the wide and broad way.
那么行路光明者的怎么样？必然与神亲密无间。
And the one who is walking the light will have an intimacy relationship with God.
以前在德国啊，有一批人呢，他们是因为各种原因被人家囚禁在一个地下的一个地方哈。
And so there's a group of people from in Germany that being locked up in a like a type like a basement for different reasons.
这个不是一天两天啊。
It's not just a day or two.
这好几年的事情。
It's for a few years.
后来当局发现了这个事情，把这批人可以营救出来哈。
And so the local government rescued those people.
那么当时营救的人赶到了，就把他们从这个地洞里面啊，就一个一个的要领出来哈。
And so the rescuer was tried to get one by one out of that dark area.
那么因为他们长期生活在一种黑暗的地方哈。
Because they live in the dark for so long.
所以第一个人呢，他一出来一见到阳光的时候，就一声的喊惨叫哈。
And the first person came out when you see the sunlight, it screams.
因为怎么样？他的眼睛受不了啊。
Because your eyes could not tolerate it.
哎呀，这些救援的人突然间发现他们犯了一个严重的错误。
And so the rescuer realized they have made a mistake.
所以后面的人他们再出来就马上让他每个人都要把眼睛蒙上啊。
And then later they telling the rest of people to cover their eyes first.
因为他们生活在黑暗中太久了。
Because they have lived in the dark for so long.
他们根本就接受不了这么光亮的地方。
They cannot really accept the light.
那么突然间见光，他眼睛会受到伤害。
And all of a sudden their vision will be affected.
还要一点点逐渐的来适应这个这么明亮光明的一个环境。
And need to gradually to adapt the light.
弟兄姐妹，我们与神相交也是一样哈。
Our fellowship with God is the same.
我们以前是生活在一种黑暗的状况下。
We were living in darkness before.
这种黑暗就是我们不晓得神的真理。
We don't know what's God's truth.
我们不可能一下子跳跃到完全跟神那种合一的状态。
We cannot have leaped and to have this such a great unity with God.
需要一步一步的去亲近。
And take a step and a step.
这个需要时间。
And that take time.
也需要我们每个人去努力。
And there's something we worth our effort to do it.
但是这个是完全可能的事情。
And this is possible.
因为我们知道神给我们的应许哈。
And we know what's God's promise.
将来我们必然会有见到耶稣基督的那一天。
And one day we're going to see Jesus Christ.
愿神祝福他的话语。
And God bless his words.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to praise and thank you.
谢谢你借着你的独生儿子耶稣基督所给我们的美好应许。
Through your only Son that gave us such a wonderful promise.
我们的罪得以赦免。
So our sin will be forgiven.
我们可以与神和好。
And we can reconcile with God.
享受神与我们同在的喜悦。
And can enjoy His presence with us.
愿主你亲自的洁净我们。
And continue to cleanse us.
赦免我们的罪。
Forgive our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And wash all our unrighteousness.
让我们怀着一个敬虔的心，我们遵行神的旨意。
And we have a reverent heart that we want to obey your words.
行在光明之中。
And walk in the light.
直到有一天，我们可以与神面对面的日子。
Until the day we can face to face with God.
我们恳求主你祝福今天所有听到这信息的人。
And bless all the people who hear those message.
人的话已经讲完。
And words from a man is already done.
我们恳求圣灵亲自在每个人的心中说话。
But Holy Spirit continue to walk in our hearts.
愿我们可以领受从神而来的祝福。
So we can receive the blessing from you.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.